Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bienvenidos to another episode of Pretty Not Smart. Wait, how do you say that in Spanish?
Bonita no.
Inteligente. Oh. Bienvenido a nuestro nuevo episodio de Bonita y no inteligente.
On newscast.
Con tus hostes, Yoaxi
y Louis, la más perra. Everyone who doesn't know Spanish is like, what?
We have to do a whole episode in Spanish, though. I feel like that would be iconic.
And then every time we speak English, we take a shot.
All right, we're like, yeah. And we're all floating. We're like,
that'd be funny, though. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
A little challenge. But you guys, we are back for another episode. And yes, we have a little bit of rain today. And we really are like newscast.
I know.
We're like 30% chance it's already raining.
So in SoCal, we are seeing wet weathers today.
Wet weathers. We finally got some rain after a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a little hoodie, but it's fucking hot outside
it's
still.
It's really hot.
So it's a little
Well, you said you liked it.
I liked it. It's just a little weird.
I don't like
it.
It's like confusing. Like my body's hot. Like I kind of just want to be in a bikini and walk outside. The rain
all
vibes.
Photo shoot.
I'm like.
I liked it because I don't really like wearing hoodies and shit like that. I like it for comfort, not for like being cold.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I was like, right now that it was raining, I didn't feel like I was getting like wet, if that means, because it wasn't cold, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, okay, this feels nice. It's kind of sickening.
This is interesting.
Yeah, but.
Are you a fall girly, winter vibes, or are you a summer girly?
Honestly, I was just thinking about that earlier because I used to hate the rain and cloudy vibes. It just makes me very sad.
Yeah.
But like today I was like, oh my God, this is cozy. So it made me want to like just do cleaning and like rearrange my place. And
oh, that's
so I was
cute.
Like, wait, maybe I'm evolving and growing because I've always been a summer girl. I love being cuidada. I love like
maturing
being
maturing means that you're
I
a fall know, winter girly.
I'm kind of scared. Just because it was my birthday, all of a sudden I'm already changing. I know, but what about you?
I am definitely a winter and like fall girly just because I like being tapada. I do like being destapada, but I prefer being like cozy. Cozy loungewear and like my little hot chocolates, my hot coffee, and like I get to decorate for Christmas and Halloween.
True. I remember
those
you,
are my vibes.
Andrea and my Andrea and my dad would always be like, yes, when it was raining. And I was
yeah.
like,
yeah, Louis would be so pissed. Like, I fucking hate when it's going to rain.
It would make my whole day just
so pissed. If you guys like remember recently or cuando estaba lloviendo un chingo this year, he was all complaining on his stories. Like, it's fucking raining still.
I was so over the fucking rain. It's because the sun or like a nice blue sky makes my mood like so good. What's the word of the year?
All right. We do have our special word of the day. And so we actually get these words. Well, I get these words from your guys' comments. So if there is a specific crazy word that you want Mr. Louis to spell, don't forget to comment it down below. But today, Ms. Rosa Pin.
That's Adam.
I lost the word.
I just poor Rosa. You gave her a shout out without really giving her a full
no, aquí está. Aquí está. Aquí está. She gave me two. And they're in Spanish.
She gave me options.
Pero son en español.
A ver. I feel like Spanish is easier.
Aeropuerto.
Ay, por favor.
She said que en español, aeropuerto. If you don't know Spanish, that translates to airport.
Okay, that one's hard. I can't even say it. Aeropuerto.
Aeropuerto.
Aeropuerto. A. Mm-hmm. I. Airo. No.
No. Pero tú síguele. No. Tú síguele.
Aeropuerto. A. E.
Okay, it's not aeropuerto, it's aeropuerto. Listen,
Give me the other one. That one was so stupid.
So it's not aeropuerto, it's aeropuerto.
Okay, A-R. aeropuerto. Then what the fuck?
A-E.
That's what I said. A-E-R-O. I literally said A-E-R.
You said I, bitch.
No, I didn't. Rewind the clip.
Go back. He said I.
Okay, I swear I said A-E, but you know.
Okay, A-E.
A. E R E O No U yeah, cállate. What is it?
Aeropuerto. A E R O P U E R T O.
Ah, por favor, de mantener sus manos y pies
dentro del vehículo a todos. ¿Vehículo? A todos tiempos.
Es vehículo.
Vehículo.
I hated that word. Block Rosa P.
Oh, she was nice.
Rosa, you gave me a hard one over here, like right before. I was like, that's an easy one. Like, Spanish is easy.
So, you guys, comment some crazy ones for Louis to spell next.
No, not too crazy.
I think this is helping him out because he's definitely getting a lot smarter. Less on the pretty and more on the smart.
No, I'm all turning uglier. I know.
He's going to be a little avestruz next.
For real. Okay, you guys, so.
So, I know you got some chisme for us, Louis.
Like what? You're all exposing me.
Tell us.
What? What the fuck is that? She's all doing like hand signals. Get
the fuck out.
Yoatsi used to take sign language classes. I did. Do you remember?
Look. I'm going to say my name is Yoatsi in sign language. Ready? Can you see the fucking mic? My name is Yoatzi.
Wow, that's cool. I've always wanted to learn sign language.
Yeah.
That's really cool. You took that in college, huh?
Yeah, and then this means. what
the fuck is that? You're all saying I'm gonna glam.
No. It means you're beautiful.
Well, why'd you say with a fucking serious ass face? Part of sign language, at least from what I remember, you have to be very expressive with your. You were looking at me like you're about to beat the shit out of me right now. She's like.
I just basically signed that you're beautiful. I'm trying.
Well, my dumbass took fucking, ¿cómo se llama?
French.
Italian. Oh. I don't remember shit. I should have taken something that I could have like used forever. I forgot how Italian works.
I know how to say gay.
Bitch, you're like Louis. What?
Like this.
Oh, in sign language? I thought you were saying Italian.
I'm like, how would you say it in Italian?
I don't know. All I remember is, mi chiamo Luis Castro, mi piace maquillarme.
Ah, soy una bitch. Me gusta maquillarme.
I basically just said my name. All right, like you couldn't fucking understand. It sounds very similar to Spanish.
Yeah.
I wish I would have done something like sign language or Spanish, and I perfected my Spanish.
Yeah,
but I over here thought I was gonna be visiting out of the country. Still haven't.
No, left. I kind of hated taking Spanish though, because I took Spanish, AP Spanish, all of my high school, and it was horrible. Like to it's this really day, it's so complicated. Like all the acentos and shit. I was like, so I'm gonna fail because I don't know where the acentos go.
I just saw this thing. People were saying that it's easier to learn how to speak Spanish. But it's really hard to write and read because of all the grammar. That compared to English, Spanish grammar is way more complex or something like that. Yeah. With all the acentos and the way the acento and like.
And then there was a time where you add vosotros in there. Like it's not nosotros, you add vosotros. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this isn't Spanish.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
I still don't get it to this day. Pero yo me llamo Guadalupe Yoatsi Castro García, por si estaban preguntando.
Ah, la primera de todos los... all long ass name.
Well, my parents. Well,
I'm just Luis Castro.
No, you guys, you know what's so funny? We're going off topic, but I have to share the story. What? My parents said that because my name is so long and we don't really use my entire name, that my mom was like, ah, yeah, chingue su madre. For Luis and Andrea, nomás van a ser Luis Castro y Andrea Castro. Like, yeah. That's that. They all gave me names for everyone. Guadalupe, Yoatzi, Castro, García de la Torre, la segunda, cuarta.
For real. All along. I'm like, hasta te sobran.
Hasta me sobran para mí mis hijos.
I know, you start giving them out.
My hair, you're Guadalupe
like,
now.
LA, you're going to be Guada.
You're Lupe.
I'm dead. But no, yeah, you guys, so I recently just bought a home. One thing I did want to clarify, though, there were a lot of people in my comments being like, wait, what the fuck? I thought you already owned a fucking house, stupid. I bet they were all fucking me up in my comments. Really? Yes. I was like, wait, what? So I guess there was like some confusion from like when I moved over here.
Oh, they thought you bought a house.
But I think that comes from the people who didn't watch like my YouTube videos and stuff, because I made a very like emotional video when I moved up here, because I was like the first in my family to move out here. I was very sad because I was leaving my parents' home. Like,
yeah.
It felt like it was the end of an era, like all of us living together, and like my parents cried. It was a very, very emotional thing.
Don't say that.
Start crying. I know, dude. I hate it. But I was very emotional, and I did talk about moving out here, and obviously, I thought about purchasing when I first moved down south.
Uh-huh.
But why would I purchase in a place that I have no idea how it functions?
Yeah.
Like, born and raised in Watsonville, which is a smaller city. Now it's a lot bigger, but mm-hmm. It was really small. I knew my way around everything. I knew there was, like, two high schools, like, super chiquita vibes. So I was like, I'm not going to buy. Like, I definitely thought about it, but then I was like, no. I was like, let me get my shit together. I have no idea where I'm going to be living right now. And yeah. Even the city that I had moved to, I knew nothing about that city. I had never even heard about it. So I had moved to this place. Y gracias. Gracias a Dios. It was actually a very amazing neighborhood. And I loved it. I loved all my neighbors.
Your neighbors were nice. Little cows.
Bitch, what the fuck? All my neighbors are like, what the fuck? No. So to clarify, where I moved, it used to be a bunch of farmland. So not my actual neighbors were cows. But
because the backyard's like, ooh.
I know. No, but there was a lot of like farmland. There was so many cows. But my actual real neighbors were really sweet.
Yeah, we're human.
I know. Pero I didn't end up purchasing for that reason, because I knew nothing about the city. I don't know if I was going to like it. And it was my first time living alone. So I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to like living alone. What if I end up running back to my parents' house? So, no, I ended up just moving out here. I tested the waters. And then once I knew I really liked it, then I started looking for a home. And me puse las pilas. It took me a while because I was really scared. Like,
yeah, I remember all that.
I feel like it's the fear of commitment.
What is some advice that you have for any fresh new home buyers that are like, should I not? Like, what is your piece of advice to all those people that kind of want a home, but they don't know if they should start or not?
I feel like it feels a lot scarier than what it actually is. Like, okay. I think with me in my head, I was like, ¿qué tal if I don't get approved? Or what if I can? Like, what is this process going to be? And like, how hard is it going to be? And am I going to find the right home? Like, porque en realidad, there's always going to be a prettier home, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
When I was home shopping, all right, I was like, I fell in love with one, but then I'd look at another one that was almost around the same price, and then it was prettier, but then it just didn't work out for this reason. It was a bunch of shit, and I felt like having that mentality, like not understanding that there's always going to be something better, and that's okay, but having to be like, okay, but if I love the one that I love, then I love it. Instead of telling myself, like, are you sure? Because there's a prettier one. It's like, yeah. No, because the house that I ended up purchasing, I loved it right from the beginning. And you know that.
I remember that.
But I kept looking, and there was a prettier or a bigger one. And then I was just like, fuck. But so it ended up not always, like, working out. But I already knew that that's the one I wanted. So I feel like.
Did you get, like, a feeling? Or, like, what did you feel that made you be like, oh, fuck, this is, like, the house? Like, what is the feeling? How would you describe it?
Well, I feel like the first thing that helped me really be like, oh, my God, this is for me is I had a checklist of what I wanted in a home. Mm-hmm. And right off the bat, that house checked off like everything. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh my God. But then also what made me be like, no, that's the house, is no matter what fucking house I looked at, that one was always in my head.
Yeah.
Even if the house, like you went with me to go see an even bigger house. Yeah, this was like two times the size. fucking beautiful, cute. And the only reason, you guys, I wanted a big house is because I've always wanted to have a place where I can host, like, my family, friends, and, like, have parties and, like, have everybody over. I've always wanted to feel that sense of, like, everybody come visit me, you know?
Yeah.
So there was this house that we saw that was really huge.
Dude, it looked beautiful. Like a resort in the backyard. It was insane.
Humongous, but that other house was still in the, and they were the exact same price, dude. Like, the same price, you guys. But that house that I purchased was always in my head. And I was like, no, like, once you know, I feel like you know.
Yeah.
And then I also was getting in my head because I was like, I think it was only like the fifth house I had seen. And part of me was like, wait, was that too soon? Because I hear some people being like, I've been looking for years months.
Yeah.
And like, I can't find it. And I'm like, I was like, wait, what if this isn't the one? Like, I found it kind of quick, but once you know, you know. And I think, like, even if you feel like right now you can't fully financially afford the house you feel like you want right now, I still think it's a good idea to maybe test the waters and speak to somebody.
Speak to a realtor
who can explain you the process or how it works. And then, because there's so much things, you guys. Like, for example, like, the interest going up and down. And then the, there's just so much shit and information that I had no idea about. So, yeah, I think it's a good conversation to have. Or
like, if you're already thinking about it, I would suggest to start looking into it, because I know there's a lot of programs out there too for first-time home buyers that they help you with your down payment, or they, like, your interest will be lower.
Or even if you're like building a home, there's sometimes you can qualify to get
for,
like,
more programs. So definitely get into a conversation, and this is your little sign to start looking.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say thank you very much to Louie.
Why?
Because
for giving me a room in your house.
I'll move in.
I know.
The pool is mine. No, because Louie started doing the process. I feel like Louis has always guided me in, like, right directions. And then he was just like, bitch, it's your turn. And then I was so anxious, and I was like, no, Louis, like, it's not time, like, I'm scared. He's like, dude, like, what? Sorry.
Bitch.
What he's telling you guys right now, he was like, just test the waters, go with my realtor, go and see what happens. I got a pre-approved for a loan the same day I went, all in chinga. So now I'm in the process, I mean, and you guys have known because I talked about it on my YouTube. I'm also in the process of potentially getting a home, but it's thanks to Louis.
No, thanks to me. Thanks to you.
Pero me echaste las ganas, porque si no.
Yeah, it's scary, you guys. It's like we're first-time home buyers and stuff, so it's really scary to, like, start the process and figure out, like, where to start, I guess. But yeah, I'm really happy I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, and shout out to your realtor, Monica.
Monica Singer.
Yeah, she's also helping me out, and she's a real one. She's really nice, you guys.
Yeah, she helped us, like, even all of us move down here. Me, Yoati, and my parents, and that was a huge step for us to even come down south, because we thought we were going to grow up and die in Watsonville.
Like, dude, for real.
Swear, like, we thought that was going to be our forever home, which there's nothing wrong with that, but I felt like, I always felt like I didn't want to stay there.
Yeah.
Not because of anything, like, in particular, but I just felt like I needed more room to grow.
Yeah.
And I wanted that feeling of a fresh new start, and, like, moving down south gave us that. Like,
for real, all of us.
All over. Like,
you felt, like, brand new, like, reborn almost.
And it was really much needed, but, yeah, we did it. And then moving right now has been very difficult.
Yeah, pobrecito. You guys está arrancando los pelos. Like, shh.
Yeah, like, I felt like I didn't have a lot in my house, but I actually do have a lot of shit. And it's just, like, moving things and having to declutter all the clutter that I have and that I need to, like, throw away.
Because I feel like you've never decluttered, huh?
Es porque cuando me moví aquí, you guys, I really only had 2 rooms. Well, I mean, that's a lot, but I'm saying, like, I had my personal bedroom y no me traje nada. I didn't bring my bed. I did bring my bed, but I didn't really bring any furniture because I didn't have a furniture. All I brought was, like, my vanity and my makeup.
Yeah.
I moved into my home here with nothing.
Dude, literally ni cubría la freaking living room, all his little stuff.
So then I was like, well, that was easy. But now that I'm moving to, like, now that I have all my fucking shit. Oh.
How long were you in your house that you were renting for?
3 years.
Moved in shit.
2019.
Well, think about it. 3 years. Todo el cochinero que agarró.
I know. So it's a little stressful. You know, me puse las pilas because some people will make a whole move in like a week or a few days. like agarran un U-Haul y vámonos and chinga, work out. But yo, I was taking my time, but it's because I had a lot of shit going on. So yeah. I wasn't able to like really dedicate a day to moving. So I'm almost done. I'm about maybe 60% of the way.
Oh, shit. Todavía te falta un chingo.
I know, don't even
tell me. Are you sad to leave your first SoCal house?
I was a little sad, but I'm excited because I love my new house. Like,
you guys, his house. If you haven't seen his video, go run right now. His house is beautiful. I have a new little YouTube video.
You guys can see like little sneak peeks in there. And, I'm so happy. Like, I'm just anxious to finally move in there and be like, yay, like I'm here. But it's a little bittersweet moment because I remember all the memories in my home and like moving there and how I felt like first stepping into SoCal.
But now you're on to bigger, better things. Congrats to Louie for being 24 and having his own house.
Gracias a Diosito y gracias a ustedes. I didn't believe this would happen.
¿Quieres un aguacate?
No, I have my little squishy right here. Oh, it also has avocados.
Have you guys seen that commercial, Avocados from Mexico?
No.
It's all over YouTube? No, I guess the aguacates come from Mexico, so that's just the commercial. It's like avocados from Mexico. And Travis, every time he sees an avocado, he's like, Mom, avocados from Mexico.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
If you don't plant an avocado tree in your house, I swear to God, Louis.
You guys,
we love avocados.
I can put avocado in everything and anything.
No, he literally can, though.
I love it. So definitely have that on my list.
And his shots, cuando se echan shots, está un pedazo de aguacate.
Ew, what?
His chasers.
I know. I'm like, oh, never mind. But talking about back home, you recently left us all. She was about to move back north.
Dude, so I actually...
I just bought up there. You're all leaving.
Back to Watsonville? No, dude. I grabbed my huevos. I grabbed my huevotes y me fui. Something I never thought I would be down to do, but I did it. Mm-hmm. I just had like a moment where I kind of talked about it a little bit in my YouTube video where, you know, as a mom and as like a normal person that has a job and everything, you kind of go insane living in that daily routine. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like life was just kind of driving me nuts a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I definitely feel like I just needed to get away for a little bit to kind of refresh my mind and kind of like reset it and start over.
Like a breather?
Like a big breather. I definitely needed it for like my mental health. And dude, originally I wanted to go escape to San Diego because it's so close to me.
Beach by yourself?
Yeah. Ooh. I was just going to go rent a hotel room by the ocean because it has a beautiful little ocean side. Uh-huh. And I was just going to go to, like, dinner by myself. But then I have social anxiety, right? So I was like, wait, I'm going to have to talk to people. Yeah. So then I was like, oh, my God, I can go visit my sister. She lives alone in Oakland. And my sister was so happy to have me.
Oh, man.
So, dude, I'm a passenger princess, you guys. I don't drive.
I know, at all.
Ever.
Rare.
And I drove from SoCal up north to Oakland. It took me 6 hours, and I drove all by myself.
Dude, when she told us, I literally was like, is this a prank?
Yeah, for real.
She was like, no, yeah, I'm going up north if you want to come. I was like, bitch. I was like, well, when's your flight? No, I'm driving. I was like, you're driving?
For real.
I was like, do you even know how to drive up there?
My mom, when I told her, she's like, ¿qué? Like, she's like, ¿vas a ir sola?
Like, literally. Like,
yes.
Even the night before she left, she's like, oh, I'm just gonna get ready to leave. I was like, wait, you're actually going?
Yeah, for
like,
real.
I didn't believe this bitch was actually gonna leave.
I feel like because you guys know how much social anxiety I get and how I'm not good by myself.
Yeah.
So they were like, no fucking way, bitch. You're going alone. So, but I'm really proud of myself that I did it. And then when I got there, my sister was actually at work. So I have two amazing best friends in Oakland, Mari and Eric. Shout out to my friends. The moment I got there, Eric opens the door. He's like, I'm so proud of you. You did it.
I know, bitch.
Dude, because everyone knows that, like, I don't drive, especially not by myself.
I thought she was either going to, like, one, pussy out, like, the morning. I'd be like, I don't want to go. Or two, she wasn't going to last more than, like, a day out there.
For real.
And I thought she was going to be like, I'm flying back. One of y'all pick up my car or
something. But no, Eric was so proud. He's like, I'm so proud of you. Like, congrats. I was like, thanks. But I basically had such an amazing time up there with my best friends, Mari and Eric, and with my sister. Like, I feel like me and my sister bonded a lot.
Yeah.
We made banana bread. Oh, we drank little wine. We made bracelets. Like, very, like, just mocosa girly things, just relaxing. I went on a crazy shopping haul.
I saw.
Insane. I found all the Hello Kitty mirrors, you guys.
Wow.
I'm not going to tell you what Home Goods and TJ Maxx, though.
You don't even live by there.
I know, it's secret.
I hate you.
But I had such an amazing time. So, and it, I feel like it really helped me figure out a lot about myself and what I want, what I need.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about getting into a little escape, even if it's not by yourself, because like the anxiety, right? But if you want to go out with like your partner or with a best friend or with your parents to just get away from the normal life, definitely highly recommend.
Yeah, and I think we were just talking about that actually on our way over here, that like having alone time I think is very important. I think all of us being a little like anxious, I was terrified of alone time. Terrified. And every time I was like alone, I'd get like all the put in. I just think about a bunch of stuff. But slowly but surely in practicing it, I feel like I've came to like love my alone time. And I think...
Yeah, you know what I actually remembered? Remember you had like anxiety to put gas?
Yes, dude. Aww. I couldn't even get off the car to put gas, you guys. Like, I was terrified.
Yeah.
I remember like one time I had to... If I put gas, I'll put gas like when you pay through the little register on the gas.
Oh, okay.
And if it didn't work, I'd literally drive away to like another one that worked. Because I was like, I'm not walking in there.
Aww,
so then man. The one time... The fucking, my car is because yo me espero hasta que mi puto gas, no, ya no hay gas.
You like, have to push
nothing.
It?
I literally have to like move my car to the gas place because I get scared. And I remember this one time, like my car couldn't even afford to like move across the street to the next one. Y la puta máquina wasn't taking like wireless or like the card insert just wasn't working. So I was like, that I had to go inside and I was like, oh my God. And I was like 40 minutes from home. So I couldn't even be like, dad, can you come help me? So I was so, I instantly started walking and my hands were shaking all bad. And I was like, can I put 20 on number two? All fucking scam. But now I can do it.
Pobrecito.
Yeah, I was so scared.
But it's like little things like that that help you during the day.
Yeah, but no, yeah, it's important, you guys, to take like some alone time. And like you actually said, like with a friend or with your partner or just like literally some alone time to like decompress and de-stress. Because sometimes I can speak from like my... my personal experience, I used to think that like a version of decompressing and like de-stressing would be like going out a lot. When I was like in a really dark place, I want to say like last year,
I
was doing a lot of that. I was going, I mean, I still go out a lot now, but it's for a different reason. I'm not going out because I don't want to be home or because I'm sad or because I'm sad. I go out now because either my friends are doing something or my friends just invited me and I want to hang out with my friends.
There's a purpose.
There's a purpose. Pero antes, I thought that was like a good way of alone time and to decompress. You know, get into this deeper hole of just doing more wrong shit, like, you know, and doing like what you did. You got to decompress. You did some fun things like doing arts and crafts or just spending time with Andrea. Mm-hmm. And you got to...
Oh my God, I actually forgot. I also también, so my friends have a job, they're photographers, so they had a busy schedule, and my sister was also working. So like twice me dejaron solita for like a few hours, like 7 hours by myself. But I am so blessed that I had that little me time because I love scrapbooking, but being a mom and being busy every day, I don't have time to do it. It's so hard. And dude, for those 7 hours, I literally binge watched La Reina del Sur, the new season. Mm-hmm. I was just drinking Coca-Cola. It's so bad, but I was drinking so much soda. I was like, like nobody to regañarme.
I know.
I was, and I scrapbooked. I did so many scrapbooking pages because I took all my scrapbooking stuff, and I was so happy. And it reminded me of like 15-year-old me, because 15-year-old me loved to just sit in her bed and scrapbook for hours.
I remember that.
So it made You'd me feel some type of way. I was like, oh, shit, okay,
Yeah, it definitely felt like amazing. You were gone for like a cute minute, but everyone was over here running around like a chicken without their head. Like, I remember, well, Travis loves being with my parents, you guys. So Travis was just like with my parents a lot of the time. And if not, he was like in school or Alex was like just taking him to the park and stuff. And then Travis obviously has to sleep a lot earlier because of school now.
Yeah.
So I remember seeing Alex, he would put the kids to sleep and he'd be like fucking working out for like 4 hours.
Dude, yeah.
I was like, I know ese pinche Alex, I need algo que hacer. Like,
that's what happens when I leave.
Alex, like... Well, at least from what I saw, he would put the kids to sleep and he'd just be on live for like, I remember I was scrolling on TikTok and I was like, oh, he's on live. It was like 9. So I was like, oh, he just put the kids to sleep like an hour ago.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it was like his me time, whatever. And then I got off of TikTok. I go back on TikTok. It was like 11 p.m. and he's still like doing pull-ups. He's like, and I was like, bitch.
Dude, I feel like Alex can work out for 24 hours straight.
And be perfectly fine with doing that.
Oh my God. But, les tengo una historia antes de que se me olvide. What? Pero me va a dar mucha pena, pero ni modo. What? This is why I get social anxiety going out by myself. So, ya cuando, when I came back from up north, I went shopping for, te iba a comprar wrapping paper for your little regalitos que te compré for your birthday. Mm. And I went with just me and Ella, the girls. It was just me and Ella.
Oh, like here?
Yeah, uh-huh. Here. Alex and Travis went to go get a haircut. And I was like, I have to go. I can't rely on Alex. Like, I have to be independent. Uh-huh. So I go to the store. And as when I'm done shopping, I come back and I go to my car. And I hear these two guys approaching. And I had seen them in the store. Eran dos americanos. But they looked like they were like Nas age. Like maybe like 22, 21. Okay. 20. They were really young. Like
young vibes.
And they were like, oh, look at that nice car, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, shit, they're talking about my car. Mm-hmm. Turns out they park right next to me. Mm-hmm. But I am putting the baby in her car seat. So I'm like taking my time. I didn't notice I was blocking their entrance because I had the front driver door open and the back door open. So the passenger guy was just like waiting for me to like let him pass. And I turned, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm so, so sorry. And then he's like, no, it's okay. And then lo dejo pasar al muchacho. And I think I made him nervous because he couldn't unlock his truck. He was like,
trying to rush.
He was. And then yo de pendeja, I left my other door open too, the driving door. So otra vez no se podía meter. And he was just kind of stuck there. And I was like, oh my God, I'm really, really sorry. He's like, no, it's okay. They close the door. And then his friend, super loud, goes, God damn. He goes, yeah.
Ew, because of your ass? Ew.
Puerco marrano. Yeah. Like super loud, dude. Ew. And I turned so red because I didn't know they were like right behind me and I was all bent over putting the baby girl in her car seat.
Milf.
Dude, but no, he said it so loud. And right away I was like, I'm not hallucinating, but I'm pretty sure it was because I'm a big old ass.
Oh, you didn't say anything or do anything?
No, dude, I got so embarrassed. And I was like, pero ya, he, like the guy, the passenger got in and his friend that was in the driver's seat, he's the one that yelled it so loud. He was like, yeah, damn, like so loud. And I was like, and I had to go put the car away. So I was so embarrassed. Oh, I'm putting that. The car away and they're driving right behind me, dude.
Oh, I hate that.
I had so much anxiety. And then when I was driving back, like going back to my car, I was like, I was so anxious. Like, I was about to throw up. And I was like, why does this shit happen when I'm like by myself, dude? I'm like, this is why I don't like going out by myself. No microphone, I have big old ass.
Bitch.
That reminds you of a story that I want to share really quick. I actually talked about this once in my live. I had gone to a place for kids, mm-hmm. for the kids. I took them somewhere. I wish you were. But I took them somewhere, and it was like a bunch of moms everywhere.
Yeah.
Y ustedes saben cómo me visto. Like, Yuatsi has her own little personal outfits and whatever. Mm-hmm. I was kind of wearing an outfit similar to this. Like, it's apretado. You can definitely see my curves. You can definitely see my body. Mm-hmm. But I try to be tapada because I don't want to show titties. I don't want to be like, ah, yes, that mama. You know?
Yeah.
So I went to a place. Tell me why. The moment I walk in, I'm like walking in with my little stroller and everything. This group of like four señoras just stare at me like up and down and straight mad dog me.
Yeah.
Like so bad. And it made me feel so uncomfortable because I was like, I wonder if they know me from social media vibes or if they're just hating on me because like of what I look like. Like it's exagerada.
Yeah.
It made me feel so awkward though, you guys, because I didn't know like what it was about me, but they just like nada que ver. Like, were they dogging me? No, straight dogging me. Like,
yeah.
Like Fuchi vibes. Oh, and I hate
when it's like that because it's obviously obvious why.
Like so Fuchi. And then the entire rest, I was there for like 2-3 hours and it was just me and the kids. Alex wasn't there. It was just me and the kids. They kept staring at me and like you can tell they were talking shit.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminded me of a video that I saw on TikTok a long time ago of like some mom or some lady being like, oh my God, these BBL bitches are everywhere. You can't even go to like Chuck E. Cheese without seeing a BBL.
Bitch.
And I was like, are they hating on me because of my BBL? And they're like, the BBL bitches are everywhere. And I was like,
I'm fucking dead.
And the comments were like, seriously, you can't go shit nowhere without them being there. And I was dude, that's what it made me think about. And I was like,
I know.
I was all scared. Yeah. I thought they were going to jump me.
They're like, get her. I know. No, yeah, it's definitely a lot of like when you step out into like the real world. Because like, obviously our bodies look like they're done. They don't look natural at all.
You think so?
Well, bitch, are all fucking obvious. But I feel like, I don't know. Like, we definitely get a lot of like people staring, which is, in my opinion, it can be one of the negative things about getting your body done, because no matter what, it's always going to cause it like attention, whether it's good or bad. But it's one of the things that I feel like I wasn't prepared for, like the por si already have social anxiety, and then I do this, and then a guy doing this, so I was just like, God. Oh, shit. But I mean, I don't care. I love my body, and I wanted to get it done for a reason, but.
But yeah, definitely, if you're thinking about getting your body done, definitely think about getting stared at a lot. Because for sure, I don't think I really thought about that. Mm-mm, when I got my body done, it was more like for myself, and I know I'm going to feel amazing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until later that I was like, oh, shit, I should have prepared for like, getting stared
and
at.
It's like you said, no matter what you wear, like you're going to be able to tell you got your body done.
I'm just going to wear sweats and a hoodie.
Me right now,
todavía se ven las nalgotas.
No, a ver, let me see if I can.
A ver, parece.
I don't think you can tell like this.
It's all big.
No, look from the front.
Oh, de ahí. Ay, no, cabrón.
But if my hoodie's down, you can't see nothing. And then from the side.
Bitch, you can. Look. Míralo. Ass working contest between me and Louis.
For real.
So, Louis. Happy birthday to you. It was your 24th birthday a few days ago.
23rd.
24th.
23rd.
Really?
I'm still 23.
Your 21st birthday.
I wish. No, yeah, you guys, I turned 24.
¿Cómo se siente?
I feel like I'm 21 still.
You are. Yeah, forever 21.
Age is just a mindset, you guys.
Age is just a number,
I will always say that. Age is just a mindset. Well, yeah, I feel like in my eyes, I am the age that I feel.
Pinches moscos, I can't
I
stop.
I know, me too.
It's because I was like this. I was like, they're going to think I'm doing something else.
I know.
But I was scratchy.
But yeah, she's 24 now.
Oh, feels my God. Cool.
I'm almost a quarter.
So I want to know the real tea, the real question. The real MC. Why didn't you throw a party this year?
Tell us really why you're broke now.
He's like, well, I just bought a house.
I'm just kidding.
No, for real, for real.
I just answered it. I'm just kidding. No, there's a lot of shit going on this year, but good stuff.
But good stuff.
Yeah, but it had me like kind of all over the place, and my head was like spinning and going round and round. So I honestly feel like I just didn't have the time to plan a birthday party.
Oh, sure.
It was just so much that was going on that my birthday came by so quick, dude.
For real.
I remember the week before my birthday, you were like, so what are you doing for your birthday this year? And you're like, it's next week. And I was like, it's when I felt that the world fell on me. Because I was just like, oh,
you were
shit.
Like, world, hold on.
For real, I'm all singing it. I, no matter what, you guys, I always do something for my birthday. Even if it's something small, even if it's something big or whatever it may be. And I think that that should be the thing for everybody. I get very sad when I hear people say, like, I'm not going to do anything for my birthday. Or, like, it's just another regular day. And it makes me sad because you're celebrating another year of life.
Yes.
And
that's a celebration for sure.
Yeah. And I think, like, regardless of, like, if all your friends are busy or something, you should at least do something for yourself or something that, like, a little cake. I think it's something that we should all be celebrating.
Something, anything. Yeah. Even if it's take a little shot, have a little glass of wine.
For real.
Anything to celebrate another year of life.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't have like anything planned for this year. And I did get a little down because ever since like I was younger, we've always done celebrations within us as our family. Mm-hmm. Like, even if no friends could come or nothing, it was always a little pastelito. And, like, my mom would always wake us up with the mañanitas.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my mom still called me. And
did
she? Played the mañanitas over the phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my mom.
So it was really cute, but
I was there when your birthday hit.
Oh, yeah, right when it was at 12. Yeah. Although I didn't have a party, I still had, like, a really amazing time. And I didn't even like do a little, I wasn't going to do a little photo shoot or anything, but I kind of was like, no, déjame pongo las pilas and I need to take my photos. And it's not just because like me quiero creer, I want to have a photo shoot, but I like to photograph my birthdays and have photo shoots because I want to look back at these things and like remember.
Oh, I love that.
I want to have like a whole little album. I have a little like album of all like my photo shoots that I've done, whether it was for Halloween or for a makeup collab or anything. Because I want to like look back and be like, I remember when I was this age and I did that, or just whatever it may be. I like to photograph my birthdays.
I love that.
So for this year, if you haven't gone to my Instagram, you haven't seen my birthday pics. It's a red theme, which is very new for me because I always do purple.
They were sickening.
Thank you. I was nervous because it was so different. I did a different hairstyle. I did a whole new theme, a whole different color palette. But I really wanted it to resemble like a new era because I definitely feel like I'm entering a new era.
Oh, Louis.
And I'm embracing it because I love it.
I loved it. I feel like it fit you, even though it's completely out of the normal for you. Mm-hmm. It fit you so well. And I feel like nobody was expecting that. We're like,
I know. I got a lot of compliments from like my friends. They were just like, oh, what the heck? Like, I wasn't expecting that. The photo shoot happened so quick. So shout out to my little team and my glam team for putting it together. But
I'm stealing your glam team.
You should. I love them. For my birthday. They're sickening.
Yeah. The whoever came up with this idea, you guys did an amazing job.
Samuel did. He created the whole concept behind it. But yeah, I didn't have a party because one, I did spend a lot of money on a home right now.
Yeah.
And two, it was really last minute and I was kind of sad that I didn't throw my party. But I did a little housewarming / birthday party at my house and that was the cutest thing ever. I felt so happy. Like I just had like some friends over and like all of you guys there. And I was like, wow, like I felt like very at home and it was so cute.
It was so intimate.
Yeah, there you go. Intimate is the word. And then you got me my cake, which was the cherry on top. Because I didn't get myself a cake. I did everything.
Well, my dad got it.
Really?
Yo lo mandé. But my dad got it. I was like, Dad. And I was like, Louis needs a cake.
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay. My dad in chinga went and he got you little candles. And he picked it out.
Oh, really?
He picked out the purple little cake. Yeah. So shout out to my dad.
That made my night. And at first, I was a little aguitado because I was like, damn, I wanted to celebrate with everybody because I love throwing parties. It just seeing everybody have fun and like on my birthday always means a lot to me. But doing that was so cute. It reminded me of like when we were younger and like you guys would have like little parties for me at home. And it was always just like my 2-3 friends that would come.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a lot of friends growing up. So it kind of reminded me of like no matter how big or small it is, you can still have a great time.
For real.
Because I threw like really big parties in the past. So I was like kind of expecting that. But I did something small and I had an amazing time. My friends got me little gifts.
Yeah.
Little housewarming gifts.
And a bunch of regalitos. It was so cute.
And I didn't expect anyone to bring anything. So when everyone started bringing me gifts, I was like, wait, what the heck? So
like, it's my birthday.
I know. I was like, I thought I was just hosting. Yeah. But no, yeah, I definitely had a really great time.
I always loved that my parents always made our birthday specials.
Yeah.
Specials. Special, even though, like we've said it before, we grew up kind of poor. We didn't have a lot of money. But no matter what my parents were going through,
yeah,
every single year on everyone's birthday, sin falla, my mom would wake us up with the mañanitas.
Yes.
Mañanitas. I said it like you. Mañanitas. Las mañanitas. And she would like blast that shit.
Yeah.
And she would always get us a little cake, decorate con cositas like super cute and little regalitos.
I remember, go ahead.
No, yeah, just that.
I was going to say, I remember one time for my birthday, I was in elementary school. I think I was like in third grade or second grade. And my mom used to sell CDs. She would sell like. She would literally just go around and like sell CDs and stuff. And she had a CD of Daddy Yankee.
I remember.
And I was like, Mom, I want that CD. She's like, no, it's good. I can't. Like, I have to sell it. And I was like, no, please, for my birthday. Like, obviously, I didn't really understand like my parents' financial situations back then, but I was like, please, for my birthday. And she was like, no. Nah. She's like, I can't. She's like, portate bien a lo mejor. And I was all sad because like I really wanted that CD, but like her job was to sell it, not to be like keeping the CDs. Mm-hmm. And then I remember for my birthday she got it for me.
Oh, your little Daddy Yankee.
I know, CD. So happy that That's she got so me my cute. Little Daddy Yankee CD for my birthday.
Yeah, my parents always really went out of their way to make it special for us.
And this birthday was definitely very special. And then I obviously had like my Beauty Creations collaboration. Yeah. So that almost felt like a birthday party too, because it was month before my birthday.
Okay.
So estaba un poquito sacado de onda, and I almost feel like that's why I forgot to like plan a birthday party.
Oh, because
I felt like that was my birthday party. Mm. Like I was celebrated by a lot of my friends and family. It was this huge thing, and like it almost felt like I already did do it. So yeah. I was like, wait, another party? Like people said, I'm enfadado. I'm like, another one for me. But yeah, thank you guys for all the birthday wishes and everyone who supported my collection with Beauty Creations, which is still available at beautycreations.com. You can use my code Louie, L-O-U-I-E.
Period.
But yeah, it was a great time, and now your birthday's coming up.
And you should do my makeup with your palette.
Oh, I would love to.
Because I'm so boring. I just use the black. And the browns that you have in there, I use them for like a smoky yeah. eyeliner, like stuff like that. But I definitely want to do something creative. But you should do it on me.
I would love that. I haven't done your makeup in so long. Yeah, 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 in a cute minute.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a next YouTube video. All right. Uh-huh. But thank you guys so much for watching and listening to this week's podcast.
Wait, it's over?
Yeah, no.
Huh? I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, I was like, do you have something else to share?
No, we're good.
But yeah, this was more of like a little sit back and chill and catch up with you guys.
Yes.
But thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all the birthday wishes and the love you guys have been sending over.
And thank you guys for all the constant support on the Pretty Not Smart.
Oh, I know. Thank you guys.
We love you guys so guys much.
On the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, oh!
Te diste un chingadazo.